Hello, my name is Justin Underwood, and I'm conducting an interview for my History 225 class. First off, I'd like to start by asking your name, age, and where you're from.
My name is Kristen. I'm 32 years old, and I'm originally from Chesapeake.
Nice. How and when did your affiliation with bookstores begin?
I have since I was a child, but my mom and my grandmother both read a lot, and I think seeing books in the home a lot made me more interested in books, and I'm kind of a quiet loner, and bookstores are a nice place to go.
Did you have like a specific bookstore you used to go to?
I've always gone to Barnes & Noble because they have so much selection, but I really like small little bookstores that, you know, the floorboards creak when you walk in and it smells like old books, and it's just harder to find current books in those places.
What would you consider your best memory of going to a bookstore that you can remember, and why?
There was a bookstore up in Manassas, which is where I used to live, and I loved going there because they had a cat that roamed the grounds of the bookstore, and it was really cool. And it always smelled like a certain smell when you went in, and you can't forget that.
What do you think the mood of, like, the environment in the bookstores is?
I think it's relaxed and calm. I think that there's this sense that people are in there, lots of people, to find something specific. Others are just in there to kind of browse and look around. But I think it's just calm and subdued, which is why I like it.
All right. Do you go to bookstores for any other reasons other than to buy books?
Yeah, I do, especially Barnes & Noble. I love coming here around Christmas time. They actually have really good little gifts and stuff that, you know, I can get people for Christmas and Christmas cards.
How have bookstores changed over the years that you've noticed, maybe?
Well, I think that it's a monopoly. I think that Barnes & Noble has pretty much run every other chain out of town, and the little bookstores, I think, struggle to keep up because they're no competition for such a huge company, and Borders went out of business because of Barnes & Noble, so, yeah, I mean, I think that it's kind of like the end of the small bookstore. There aren't a lot of them.
Do you think technology plays, like, a role in...
Well, of course. I mean, I think that you have companies like this one, like Barnes & Noble, that have all of the technology. They've got quicker checkouts. They have the ability to find books quicker. They have distributors that work with them. It's just different than the little bookstore. And I think that everything is easier because of how technology works now. And big companies benefit from that.
Do you think companies like Kindle and stuff like that have been causing bookstores to disappear, or do you think that's not really affected them much?
I think technology definitely has a lot to do with it. I mean, it's just like the newspaper is pretty much obsolete now because everyone reads news online. And I think it's the same for books. It's easier access. You can sit at home and think of a book you want and find it on a device. And it's so much easier than going to a bookstore. But I do think that there's a group of people out there, and I'm included, that like holding books, and I, because of that, will not read on an electronic device if I can get the book in my hand.
That's good, yeah. How do you think bookstores have affected, like, communities and societies in the past versus today?
I think, and I'm a teacher, so I think I have an interesting look at this, because I don't think it's not the same. And kids today, I teach middle school, they don't even know sometimes how to find books, how to go into a bookstore or a library. Everything is electronic. And so I think it's really different. I think that I didn't have a lot of options growing up, so one of the places I went was a bookstore. But I think now there's so many things that kids do that reading isn't a part of it, that it has changed.
So you think we've lost a lot of cultural value in that aspect?
I don't know if it's lost or just changed. I try to look at it from a Generation Y perspective, but it's really hard because even though I'm only in my 30s, it's very different now than it was when I was in middle and high school. And there was a focus on books and reading, and it isn't there. I don't know if it's a loss of culture or just a change in the norms and the culture.
Do you think everybody in our society will always have a value in like having the actual book versus using a technology thing? I know you mentioned earlier that you like it, but do you think society will continue to...
I think it's gone. I mean, I think that the generation now, the kids, honestly, outside of the school, some of them have never held a book in their hands. So I do think it's changing, and I think that there will always be books, but I don't know that they're going to be circulating and printing as much as they have been in the past because there isn't a need for it.
Do you think our society is getting too lazy to actually get the books, or do you think it's just technology evolving?
Well, I think that as technology evolves, laziness occurs, because if it's easier to get it, then, you know, if you don't have an attachment to the book itself, then you just want to find it the fastest way, and you're going to do that through technology and not by going to a bookstore.
Do you think we should keep bookstores, or do you think they should slowly disappear?
I hope that we keep them. I would be really sad if they were gone. I like browsing and looking through books. A lot of times I don't know what I want, and I go in just looking, and I don't feel like I do that very well on a device, so I hope not, but all probably right. So.
Yeah, fair enough. What do you think bookstores need to survive in today's society if they want to continue, like,
That's a tough question. Here? I mean, they've already integrated technology, like the Nook and things like that. They're trying to bring people in who want the ease of access, but I don't know how much more you can do and not change the entire business that is bookstores if you make everything technology based and it doesn't feel like a bookstore anymore. I don't know that you can make a new generation interested in reading hard, tangible books. I don't know that that's possible.
And then do you think you'll always continue shopping at bookstores as long as they're here?
I do. I love being in there. It's peaceful. It's nothing like having a cup of coffee and sitting at a table and checking out what books are out, finding books you read as a kid and reading them again, or finding new books. I will always come as long as they're around.
Do you have a collection of books, like, at your house, or...?
I do. I'm kind of a self-help guru. I love reading about psychology, so I have a lot of books about psychology in my home. I also love historical fiction and sci-fi, so I have a bunch as well.
Have you ever considered working at a bookstore, or...?
I used to work here. Not at this one, but I used to work at a Barnes & Noble just at Christmas time because I wanted a little extra cash, and it was a good job, and you got to spend your time, you know, with other people who love books, so it's pretty cool.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's it.
All right, thank you so much for your time.
Sure, no problem.